Blog Talk Radio.
We never spend time talking to you, so we figure we lay it on you, let you know how we feel about love.
Paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Feel yourself a true romance. Beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your life. Feel your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love, yeah. Talking to yourself, it's fine. Makes you feel much better. Know just where to draw the line. Girl, my dear, girl, my dear, oh, God.
Yeah. It's all about love. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and I'd just like to thank you for taking the time out to again tune in for another edition and episode of Progressive News Weekly. Here on Progressive News Weekly, week in and week out, every Thursday, on or about 6:30. We keep it real. We keep it live. We keep it moving. It's news and information that's called from around the world, from around the country, from around the region. It's news intended to inspire you and encourage you and power you and hopefully instill you to get involved and make a difference. It's action-oriented programming, folks. It's news truly that you can use for you, by you, and of you. And no coincidence, that sounds familiar, very familiar to our Constitution. We're here in these United States, this land of the free and home of the brave. This is supposed to be just that, a country for us, by us, and of us. But we don't always see that, right? And too often we do not see it, as has been amplified and highlighted in the last 6 or 4 months. Well, we could actually go back 4 or 6 years. We can actually go back 10 or 20 years or even more to see how, well, that adage has shown to not be true, that we are not living up to our creed of what we have so-called as a country established ourselves for. And those are just some of the things that we speak of here on Progressive News Weekly. At any given week, we may be just talking that. I don't consider it politics, folks. I don't consider it left-wing, right-wing conversation. For those of you who have listened, I thank you over these last 10 years. You know that. One of my favorite adages, left wing, right wing, same bird. So, this is about us, we the people. So I may be speaking of anything from technology to our environment to, well, from some perspectives, touching upon politics. Although I don't consider it that, I just consider it life here in America. I may touch upon human and or civil rights. I may touch upon health and wellness, spirituality. I typically do not do religion. but I will do spirituality and energy, that is human energy. So we cover a gamut of things here, folks, often considered by some standards or perspectives controversial in nature, by some considered conspiracy theory. I try not to dabble in conspiracy theory. Most weeks we have a guest who is proven to be qualified in the subject matter and or topic of discussion for that particular program. And those individuals, we take pride in being vetted for that which they have joined us to discuss. They typically bring you knowledge and not try to impose on you their perspectives. And that's what we're all about here, folks. Growth. Coming together. And so I bring that to you from my heart and from my spirit to your heart and your spirit. And as a, well, nutritionist, and specifically in this vein, as a holistic naturopath, one who subscribes to our core selves. The idea is to allow us to not be empowered just on a financial perspective, though that is very important. Let's not make any mistake about it. Our finances are very important. Not trying to be sacrilegious, but in this plane that we're in now, finances are somewhat sacred. They're important. Going all the way back to when we had simply the barter system, it's a part of our survival, and it's a part of our responsibility. But when I speak of power, not just from that perspective, but from the perspective to be able to influence your surroundings for your well-being and your loved one's well-being. And of course, part of that would include your finances. And so we do talk about that from time to time as well. And this evening, I am so pleased to have a colleague. I consider him a friend, and as important as anything, someone that brings a gamut of a wealth of knowledge and information that you can use. We don't throw fish at you here. No five loaves and two fish. That was done. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. That's my belief, not trying to impose it on you. Teach you how to fish. That's what it's about here. And so, if I may, it's programs like these that I get a special, because every program is special, but I get a special, because our guest this evening is someone that I truly subscribe to. He's a humanitarian, and he goes beyond his acumen, his chosen, not just by him, that's my belief, because we all have gifts. And the ideal is to fall into that slot called your gift. And I believe he's done that. So it's truly a pleasure when I'm able to come on and do what I do in gratis. And it's love, folks. And that's why I had to open up this evening with Earth, Wind, and Fire, in case you didn't catch that. All about love. And so when I have this particular guest on, It's a plum pleasing pleasure, because not only are we imparting knowledge, but I have fun, and he's a good guy from my perspective, and I think I've been around long enough to be a fairly good discerner. But that tune, earth, wind, and fire. There's so much to that that ties into what I'm talking about here in terms of this land being for the people, by the people, and of the people, and the things that have happened socially over the years and over the months and recent weeks. You know, it's interesting how that song opens up. It says, let me get it straight here. I've been listening to it for blah, blah, blah years, over a decade. We know it's been time. No, we know it's time to spend time talking to you, so we figure we lay it on y'all, something to this respect. Let you know how we feel about love. And then they're going to paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing. Never let it fade away. It's all about love. And I truly believe that. And those who get my newsletters, and if you're not getting them, get on the mail list, folks. And how do you do that? You just drop me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, _ C-L-A, 1-8, @msn.com. And I'll certainly add you onto the mail list so you'll get the weekly newsletter. You'll know who the guest is that's coming up. And you can share that. Share the wealth. That's a beautiful thing about love, isn't it? You can give it away, and yet it comes back to you. In many or most cases, multiple fold. So part of sharing that, if you're tuning in, which means I suspect you're getting something out of it, why wouldn't you share it? So please do. And I know most or many of you do share that. So get on the mail list, share it, spread it, and let's spread love. Let's germinate it. Too much other stuff going on in our society, in our neighborhoods, sometimes in our homes, I mean, in our churches, and all of the world. So that's what we're about here. That's what underlies all of this. And throughout the program, I may just take a few lines from that particular song. And another reason I played that, because my program subscribes to so many demographics. You know, I don't do the bigotry thing. So I don't have a strictly black audience, though a lot of what I speak of relates to African Americans, because I'm an African American, and that's my responsibility. Not my right, because I have these airwaves from this time slot every week. But I take it seriously. It's my responsibility. And so, yes, I do speak to those issues. So what I'm getting at is, whatever happened to cool? Whatever, not cool and the gang, just plain cool, especially from an African-American perspective. Because, you know, I mean, we invented it. I ain't trying to be biased or anything, but please dial in and tell me if you dispute that. Anyway, our special guest this evening is none other than Dr. Craig Wright. I can hear the applause. I know a lot of you folks look forward to him coming back every month or 2 months, or, you know, when he's available, because he's truly a special individual, not just being biased, but it's just true. His body of work it speaks for him. And in case you don't know about him, I'll just give you a little bit. He's a numerologist, practicing numerologist for probably 3 decades, recognized and respected nationally, internationally. He's an author. He's a counselor. He's a metaphysician. We can talk a little bit about that. And he has a doctorate in that discipline. But he's a humanitarian, and that's... that's the everything. I think that's the thing that I appreciate as much or more than anything. And so he really is right in line with what my programming is all about. Back to all about love. Build yourself a true romance. There's beauty that surrounds you. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your mind. Feel your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love. You know, that reminds me of scripture about let your light shine. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking more and more in the weeks ahead about gifts, because we have this very important responsibility. And I'm impending on my guest's time now, because he slotted for about this time to come on. But we're going to be talking about more and more of that. So before we bring on Dr. Wright, I'd like to, and I see folks are clicking in already, want to be first in line, so to speak, to make sure that, they get the first opportunity to speak to Dr. Wright. We're live this evening, as we are 99% of the time. So if you're interested in talking with Dr. Wright, getting a reading for yourself, a loved one, even post-mortem, and sometimes that's as fulfilling. I know some of the times I've asked Dr. Wright, can you tell me something about, an auntie or an uncle, even mom or grandmom, and just have him just lay something out. And you'd be surprised just to feel that spirit of that individual come up as he just depicts for you what the numbers are saying about that individual. Or you can just give a date. It could be an anniversary or a birth date or a specific time that something happened in your life, and just see what the numbers say about it. It could be a graduation date. So let's have some fun this evening with Dr. Wright. I know he loves what he does, and he does nothing more than to talk with the listeners. But as I was about to say, Dr. Wright, just for some enlightenment for our new listeners, and welcome new listeners, please share. Dr. Wright is noted for his acumen. As I said, he's an author and a counselor and holds a PhD in metaphysics, and he also has a degree in psychology, and he studied religion and philosophy in depth. So those of you who want to say, numerology, I don't know, that's sacrilegious, he can speak to that as well. So without further ado, let me bring to the airways one and only Dr. Craig Wright. Dr. Wright, you there?
Yes, sir. How are you this evening, Daryl?
I'm doing just fine, and even better hearing your voice. As you know, every now and then we get technical issues and stuff happens, and especially when we got some good stuff going on, and we've had that over the years, as you do with any live program. So to hear your voice, we've connected. That's a good thing. And the folks are clicking on and ready to talk with you. But as I have in the recent past months, before we go there, and I see you out there, my 630 and my 216, my home folks out there, we're going to get right to you, and there are other folks I know that are lined up. Dr. Wright, if you would, just give us a highlight since the last time. And I know you were on briefly last week for just a couple of moments with the exciting opportunity, and maybe we'll get to that later. But with everything going on, would you just give us your monologue? I've done mine in terms of what's happening out here in our society and what the outlook generally, without getting into the numbers, because I'm going to ask you about August again later. But from your heart, not necessarily the numbers. Of course, the numbers will influence your feelings and what's happening. But give us your perspective. I'd like to get into your mind.
Well, Daryl, for those who may not know, I like to explain the difference between numbers and figures. Numerology is the study of numbers. So people may say, what do you mean the study of numbers? Is that math? Is it addition? Well, no. Numbers are different from figures. If I hold up a pen and I say I have one pen, that would be a quantity of how many I'm holding. That's considered a figure, a quantity. But if I look a little closer at that pen and I say, big pens are number one, now I'm no longer talking about a quantity. I'm talking about a quality of being the best. So most people are familiar with the meaning of numero uno, the first, the fast. Every number has a meaning, because numbers are symbols for spiritual qualities. How is that so, Dr. Wright? Why are you saying that? Well, my Bible tells me we are created by the Word. And words are vibrations, Darrell, that we use letters and numbers as symbols for. It's sort of like a musician. A musician uses letters for notes and numbers for timing. So the letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday are symbols for the song we play in the symphony of life. The birthday reveals spiritual gifts. The name reveals what we promise to do with those gifts. And it's all founded upon Scripture. For those out there saying, is this guy for real? Is this scripturally based? Well, the prophet Jeremiah tells us, before we are formed in the womb, we have a contract with God. And the science of numerology is how you decipher that contract. If you want to study the written word, you can read the Bible, the Torah, the Circle 7, the Bhagavad Gita, the Quran. All of those are excellent examples of the written word. But if you want to study yourself as the living word, then I recommend you familiarize yourself with the science of God, the secrets of numbers, numerology. In Psalms 90, verse 12, Moses writes, "Teach us to number our days so we can apply our hearts to wisdom." Moses was a numerologist. In fact, the fourth book of the Bible, which he has been given credit for writing, the fourth book of the Bible is called Numbers. We see instances in the Scripture where names were changed. Abram became Abraham. Sarah's name was changed. And Jesus also practiced changing the names of his disciples, giving them a little spiritual tune-up. And if you study all three of them, you'll find they all spent time in Egypt. And that's where numerology was taught, in the secret mystery schools of Egypt. Pythagoras was a graduate from there. Not many people remember Pythagoras from high school geometry. The Pythagorean theorem, how to compute the right triangle, hypotenuse, equal to the sum of the sides of the other two squares. Well, he studied and learned that in Egypt. He also knew about the spiritual qualities too, but that information kind of lost its way over the years. But now it's been coming back. Darrell, you had mentioned I've been doing this for three decades. When I first started studying the science, I had to go to the Library of Congress to get books on numerology. Couldn't take them out, so you had to stay there all day and read. But now you can go into any bookstore and you can pick up a book on it. So the information is getting back into culture. People are using this science to get in tune spiritually so they can walk in harmony with their contract with God.
Hmm. Whew. I think you've given us a wonderful summary. From let's go to one of our listeners. Let's just jump right into it, because I got some other questions that I want to get to. You heard my opening monologue, I guess, a little bit, and I was talking about all about love and some of the lyrics of the great iconic band, which we don't have enough of now, Earth, Wind, and Fire. So I'm going to be kind of using that as a theme throughout. And I mentioned What Is Cool, but I'll touch base with that later. We have a 630-747, not sure, but let's tune in and see who we have. You're live on the air, 630. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, who are we talking with this evening?
My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. I recognize,
Lisa?
I think you have called in before.
Yeah. I did.
A friend of Progressive News. That's always a joy. You have something for Dr. Wright?
Yeah, numerology is interesting. I don't know, like, would your reading tell me what's happening now or just in general, the numerology?
Well, when you want to know what's happening, you would want to get a forecast. You see, the Scripture tells us for all things there's a season, and you can tell the season that you're in using the science of numerology. I can give you an example, Lisa. When is your birthday?
I don't want to give the year. Could I just give the date?
I'm a little uncomfortable. That's perfect. That's perfect. Because to do a forecast, all I need is your month in bed.
Okay. I was born on September 22nd.
Okay. To do a forecast, you add your month and day, which adds up to 31, 9 plus 22, to the current year.
Uh-huh.
2 plus 0 plus 20 is 22. So this year matches your day of birth. When you add 31 and 22, you get 53, and 5 plus 3 is 8. So you are in a number 8 year. That's the season that you are in. So the season will forecast the prevailing energies and favorite events. And Lisa, the number 8 is a symbol for financial improvement.
Oh, yeah, it has been that for me, definitely.
Okay.
So how have finances improved this year?
Yeah, I don't know, hasn't been, you know, it's been good for me.
Yeah, well,
so.
The number eight favors financial increase, major purchases, buying a home, buying a
new
car.
Okay, yes, I have a question about that. So, I feel like I need to wait until I'm vaccinated because I almost, had a heart attack just yesterday, going out for the day and running errands. And, you know, I went to this neighborhood and, you know, people just aren't staying 6 feet away and people seem to be going crazy or something. I don't know if their jobs or something's happening, but they're, out of control, you know, I'd have to stay, you know, you need to stay 6 feet away. I'm sorry. You know, please stay in your line where the circle is because I'm immunocompromised. So I decided I was going to buy the property now in the fall, but I just want to wait till I'm vaccinated. That's what God told me. So do you think that'll be okay,
yeah.
If it's February or so? Because I can't risk it. I'll end up with COVID. I'll probably end up in a ventilator dead, you know.
Okay.
No, seriously,
okay.
I would,
well,
you know, because if I get COVID, yeah, but if I get COVID, there's no hope for me. I'll be dead.
Lisa?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could hear me. I'm sorry. A couple
yeah.
of things. As I mentioned, this is your year for making major purchases. So you've been thinking about buying something. This is not the month to do it. This is a number 7 month. The best month for purchases are the number 8 and the number 1. The number 1 means moving forward. Okay, so this month I would advise you to stay home.
Yeah.
All right? I would advise you to not get out or circulate, but to stay home. Next month is a number 8 month. But things are probably still going to be a little hot. So I would recommend you wait until November. November is a number 1 month for you, and that's a good time for moving forward. So you may start the process in November, but you'll probably be able to settle in December. Okay? So that's
what if I do it next year? But what if I do it next year and I just wait till January or so?
Well, let's take a look at that. If this is a number 8 year, right, next year will be a number 9 year. And the best time, as I mentioned before, is a number 8 or number 1 month. So in 2021, the number 1 month for you will be January.
Oh, okay.
So November or January are going to be the best times for you to move forward with your plans.
Okay.
So that's what
all
forecasting
right. well,
does. The forecast tells you what season it is. You can help make decisions. That's an excellent question that you gave us, and it shows just how numerology can work. But
thank
you are
you.
Right to be sort of a recluse this month. You want to just be quiet and still. And gain your strength. Don't overexert yourself
yeah.
this month.
Yeah, thank you so much. I don't know what's happening to people. They seem like they're getting, like, you know, very, like, rude. I mean, I'm not dreaming this. They're just, they don't want to stay in line. They're just, they're not being considerate. Maybe they don't think they're going to get COVID. And it seems like it's getting worse. I don't know if they're having problems at their jobs or, I don't know. But I guess I just have to protect myself. I can't figure out what's happening in society. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to stay in the line. Thank you.
Have you ever thought about writing, Lisa?
Writing?
Yes,
no,
Lisa.
I do art. I do art. I don't like to write. I do art. I'm an artist.
Okay. Excellent. You're also a communicator. You're also a communicator. And these days, all you need is a microphone and you talk into it, and the computer will type for you.
But I don't want
to
write.
You're a communicator, and that's one of your gifts. If you decide to take pen to paper, something you write could make it to the big screen. So I just wanted to share.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That's crazy because someone told me to write a book. That's crazy that you're saying that. Wow. That's really something. Like, I've been told to write a book and that it would be published. That's interesting.
It will not only be published. It will not only be published, Lisa, it will be turned into a movie.
Could it be about my life, by any chance?
Lisa, I've laid the groundwork. You started by telling me you don't like to write. Now we're talking about a book going to the movie. So spend this month in quiet contemplation and in meditation and prayer. This is a number 7 month. Spend it in quiet meditation and prayer, and you are going to get the answer to that question you just asked me. It's going to well up inside of you, and you're going to find yourself taking pen to paper or maybe investing in that software program I talked about, because there's a story inside you waiting to be born. I'm confirming it for you, and I'm letting you know in advance. You have free will, but if you write it, it will make it to the big screen. That I know for sure.
So I would make like millions of dollars, right? And help a lot of people in the same time?
From your mouth to God's ear.
Oh, my God. Okay, thank you so much. God bless you. I'm going to stay on and listen with other people. God bless you. I'm going to think about
you,
all
Lisa.
This. I mean, I was told that. Thank you. God bless you all. Okay.
God bless you,
your
Lisa. Thank you for listening.
Your numerology is great.
Thank you. All right, so that was, we're just talking with Lisa, and Dr. Wright, thank you, enlightened her a little bit. I thought that was very interesting. As you said, she started out, I don't want nothing to do with no writing. And then she said, so maybe I should do the movie and write about my life. I love it when things turn around and the light bulb. You can kind of see the light bulb come on. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We got someone else on hold, too. Before I go there, let me ask you a quick question. You may have already done this in one of the previous programs the last couple of months. COVID, what does that say in terms of numbers? And I don't know if you need to add the 19 to that or not, but what is, you know, what does numbers say about that word, COVID, or do you do coronavirus?
Okay.
I know you must have looked into that.
For those who are following along, if you visit my website, I have a conversion chart there that tells you how you turn letters into numbers. It's based on the alphabet.
What's the website?
That's www.craigewright.com, a free download. It's called the online class form. So COVID starts with a C. C is the third letter of the alphabet. So that's the number 3. O is the 15th. We add 1 plus 5. That's a 6. V is the 22nd. 2 plus 2 is 4. I is the 9th. That's already a single digit. And D is the 4th digit. So you just add that up. 3 plus 6 plus 4 is 13. Plus 4 is 17. And 9 is 26. 26. Okay, so COVID is a number 26, and that's a number associated with karma. What goes around comes around. That's the number 26. If we add 19 to it, we come up with the number 45. But first, a word about the 19. The 19 is called the collector vibration. It's one of the karmic numbers in numerology, and it's a warning number. And the warning is, you look at the two digits, the 1 and the 9. The number 1 stands for me, me. The number 9 stands for others. So when you are born on the 19th or the 19 shows up, it means you have to put others ahead of yourself.
Hmm.
Or there can be tremendous, tremendous payment to be made. The 19 can take everything from you or thrust you into leadership. The 19 is symbolized by the sun. By the sun. So that the sun can nurture and grow and heal, or the sun can burn and scorch. And it's all based on putting others first. So this is a warning number. We're experiencing the karma of a selfish society where the weak and the poor and the disenfranchised are not being taken care of. When you add the 26 and the 19 together, it adds up to 45, which incidentally coincides with the 45th president. So the number 45 means learn from the past and let it go. It's also 4 plus 5 is 9. So the number 9 is selfless giving. So the only way we're going to be able to defeat this thing is to elevate our awareness and consciousness of the poor and the disenfranchised. Why? Not only is it impacting minorities and the poor more, but as long as someone has the virus, it can be spread. So you're going to have to go where there's a higher incidence in order to control it. So like it or not, people are going to have to attention to the poor, the sick, the disadvantaged, and our government is going to have to expend some resources playing catch-up to people who have been totally ignored as the government has been focusing on the rich, the poor, I mean the rich and the people who are in power to the detriment of the poor and minorities. So this virus is coming along. It's a gift from God to help us straighten up and get our act back into gear, to walk away from previous prejudice, to walk away from old conditions, to leave the past behind. Trump represents the last hurrah of a political ideology that we haven't seen since the 60s. He's a throwback, but that's what the 45 does. The 45 reminds us of the past and gives us the opportunity to walk away from it. So what are we seeing to Trump's racist whistleblowing? We're seeing black, white, oriental, Africans, Asians, Egyptians, Europeans, people from all over the world carrying Black Lives Matter signs. So the old methods of separating us, it's just not working. It's not working. So Trump is like a last hurrah to an old way of thinking, an old way of being. We're even seeing a lawsuit has been issued against the NRA. The New York Attorney General is filing charges against the National Rifle Association. Something that would have been unheard of. That's an organization that considers themselves untouchable. Untouchable. But not now. So COVID is helping to move things forward. People are saying, well, what about the lives? What about the people who are losing their lives? How is that a blessing? Well, Daryl, that's the first question they ask you in ecumenical school. If there's a God, why do bad things happen? So the answer is the things that we judge as bad are not bad in God's world. God knows what he's doing. has a plan. This is just a temporary experience. We are spiritual beings having a temporary physical experience, not physical beings who have an occasional spiritual aha moment. So we are all destined to return back home. Some of us book longer trips than others, but all of us have an opportunity to make our time here meaningful. And the scripture clearly tells us there is no greater love. Okay, we are here to express love. As you put it out right out front with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Love, love. Love is the number 18, and 1 plus 8 is 9. So, as I mentioned in COVID, the 9 means others, putting others ahead of yourself. So, it's all about spreading love in order to fight this thing, you know, to fight this thing. It's a number 9 energy, selfless giving, and that's going to be the cure.
That speaks enormous mounds. Enormous. I have more. Let's go to another caller. I know you thrive on that. We have a 216, my home stopping ground. You are on the air. Who do we have?
Hi, it's Cosmic Beauty, everybody.
Hey, Cosmic,
hi.
Yeah.
I love
you. How you doing,
you.
Cuz? How are things going out
I'm
there
doing
in
great.
Good land?
I'm great in the doctor, all men, oh men. Doctor, he said something about my finances. He didn't say how it was coming. It is really coming in a very strange way, doctor, but it is definitely coming, not like in a bigger lump. It's like coming day by day, and I couldn't help but think about you. But the second thing is that Cosmic Beauty writes, and someone from California just called me out the blue, said they'd pay the money to get my book published. I'm going, what? So they're going to pay this publisher, but the publisher, doctor, seems kind of not too good and honest. I feel a little bit of deception there. But I had already had written something that also would include this lady that just called, and it's about Cosmic Beauty's second sight. I never told you she had it, but she does. And this is just a piece I had written. I will talk very quickly because Daryl only gave me a couple of minutes, so please listen up. Second sight, she usually denies it. Lately, every time she decides to put her sight of second to use, she doesn't like what she sees. The entire planet living in caution, in the fear of touching any one person ever again, in fear of holding, caressing, making love, or laying down to make beautiful love, or a friendly pat on the shoulder. It's like committing a major crime. It could cost one his or her life. We all know that today it is almost the case, but Cosmic Beauty's second sight seems that will never change. So that's the answer to that lady. In fact, it won't get better, it will get worse. She blinks her eye. She gets out of that second sight for a moment. She doesn't like what she sees of the rest. But curiosity then, she goes back into her second sight and again, turning on one another, hurting and killing one another. That's what she sees, for it is simple. If touching and loving one another is like a sin, turmoil, hurting, and killing each other will soon begin. Cosmic Beauty comes back home to herself, then abandons her second sight, hopefully forever, and pray that she will not have to predict the beginning of the world's violent end. That is what, I'm sorry, you guys, that's what's going to happen. That's what I see. And I do believe that the doctor helped me with that one, and I would also like to see what does he think about the feeling that I got from this page or from this publishing company that is supposed to be taking my book. What do you think, sir?
Well, if you're interested in a consultation about the publishing company, that's certainly something that we could do. I don't know if we have time to do it here on air. I would need to get your name and your birthday. I'd also need to get the name of the publishing company and the date that you got in touch with them. So that's... See, numerology is a science. A lot of people think that I'm a psychic or I'm looking into a crystal ball or just pulling out of the air. But numerology is a science. I have to study all the letters and numbers involved in that situation. I do offer consultations. If you'd like to get a consultation, you can give me a call and schedule one.
Yes.
My phone number is 443
Yes.
739-6203. And I'd be glad to have a consultation with you about your venture your book.
Okay, 440-739-6203.
443.
Okay.
443-739-6203.
Yes. Yes, sir. I'll get that. And the only final thing I'll say is that I don't think it's over with, sir. I think that's something we're going to just have to deal with, and that we'll have to deal with that. It's a new thing. It's not like polio and things were. It's not going away. That's all I have to say. It's not going away.
I'll look forward to your call.
Yes, sir. When can I start thinking about calling? Because I'm ready. I'm ready to call you. So tell me when is the best time.
Let's talk tomorrow. Say at 2 p.m.
My time. 2 p.m. my time.
Yeah, Eastern
what time.
Eastern time.
Standard time.
I like to tell everybody it is not a, it is a science and it does work. And God willing, it will work for everyone that believes. It'll work for you if you don't believe, but I do hope that everyone understands that it is a science. And he is pretty good at this stuff. I'm pretty good at
mm-hmm.
it. I love you all, guys, and goodbye.
All right. Love you, too. And thank you for calling in, Cosmic. Okay, so Dr. Wright, you were saying you said so much. I mean, whew, that was deep. That whole thing about what's going on with COVID and the 9, the 45, and how it all boils down to really loving one another. And you know, it's interesting how it's tying into the theme that I opened up with. And sometimes, well, most of the time, to be very frank, my bumper tune is what we call them. When I open up, sometimes it's well thought out, but very often, even if it's something I plan, I scratch it and just get still and quiet and go into an energy state and let it flow. Based on what the energies are flowing like, and so I came up with that, the Earth, Wind, and Fire, all about love, and that was that part. Let the love shine all through your mind, feel your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love, and it's interesting. It goes on. Talking to yourself is fine. Makes you feel much better. Just where to draw the line. That song and the lyrics there, I just come back to whatever happened to cool? Whatever happened to us just getting into our core selves? And I'm saying all of that to say, really appreciate what you bring to folks, Dr. Wright, because you're giving them a glimpse of themselves. And I truly believe that we all have a very important and special role to play. And yeah, you're going to have some mess out here. And there's a lot going on. We aren't going to go into that. It's a lot of mess going on. And so there are those that question me. That's like you said, you get questioned all the time. How is it that good things happen to bad people? And how could God let things like this happen? Well, I've come to believe the best way to get rid of negativity is not to focus on negativity, but to focus on good and that which you bring, your gifts, to the table. And what you're doing is you're highlighting folks' gifts. So I just want to give you a shout out and a thank you for that again. We've got another 216 here. So we're going to give that a shout out, and they spoke with me behind the scene. I want to get their son's reading. Okay, so we have a homegirl. 216-990, you are on the air. You wanted to get a reading for Austin?
Yes.
You've got Dr. Wright on the line, noted numerologist. You had told me in the back room, that's what we call the back room, folks. For those of you who press one, you understand. I put you in the back, or Cecil talks to you, and we get the information, and it kind of saves time. So 6493, is that what I heard you say?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Wright, you're talking to Cheryl, and that's her son, Austin. Go ahead, Cheryl. You're talking to Dr. Wright.
Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hi, Cheryl. I have the birthday, and your son's name is Austin.
Yep.
I want to thank you for calling in, but I also want to let you know it's impossible for me to do a reading for you on this program. I can give you a brief formative, some brief information, but my shortest reading is 15 pages long, okay? So
okay.
Just wanted to throw that out there. The number that's showing up in your son's birthday, the number 4,
uh-huh.
And Austin is 3, 4, 5, 7, 12 is a number 3. So let's talk about that day of birth. The number 4, I mentioned the number 4 in the beginning of the show. The fourth book of the Bible is about numbers. So the 4 stands for orderliness. 4 is like things to be structured, ordered. They're usually very good at mathematics, engineering, working
yep.
with their hands. Excuse me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. When I said engineering, that's when you said yes. Is he an engineer or something?
He's really good at math.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's coming from the number 4. The birthday reveals your gifts. The birthday reveals our gifts. Now, that same energy is in his year, 1993. If you add up 1 plus 9 plus 9 and 3, that adds up to 22. 2 plus 2 is also 4.
4, okay.
So that's where his mathematic ability comes from. It also attributes to why he is so stubborn and fixed in his ways.
Yep.
That's
number
4. A lot of people call it number 4. I'm sorry?
Pardon me? No, I said he's like, he got that from his grandfather. He inherited that one.
Oh, grandpa was stubborn.
Yes, Daryl, you already know.
Yeah.
Well, your son is a power figure. Your son is a power figure. He has been gifted. He's been gifted by God to be a leader and to be the person in charge.
Yep. I can see
now
that.
You may have noticed that when he was a kid and you tried to pick out clothes for him. And he told you, I'm not wearing that, Mom.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. He has his own thing, for real.
Exactly. Exactly. God is going to express victory, power, and authority through Austin. His impact is going to be universal.
Oh, great.
He's going to be a world traveler. He will have very likely an opportunity to become a household name and a self-made millionaire.
He's on his way to that. He just started his own business.
His greatest challenge is going to be patience. Patience. It's going to happen, but not as fast as he wants it to. But it's definitely going to happen.
Wow.
Right, as I said before, I can't give a complete reading on the show.
Oh,
I would need his full name, his first, his middle, his last name. And my shortest reading is called my introductory reading. It runs between 9 and 15 pages long. And it's very, very, very informative. In fact, if you If you're interested, you can visit my website at www.craigewright.com. That's CRAIGEWRIGHT.com. And place an order for a complete reading for Austin. But he's the kind of guy who's going to buy a big house for mom.
Let's hope so. Maybe Grammy. I don't know about mommy. Or maybe.
Oh,
mommy.
That's good news.
That's
Yes. That's very good news.
I can't wait.
Does that make sense? Does what Dr. Wright said resonate at all for you, Cheryl?
Yes. All of it.
You can be very proud. You can be very proud of Austin. But that's why he chose you. That's why he chose you to be his mom.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, you lay down the law. You don't take any mess.
You already will. That's a given. So.
That's strong force that you possess in guiding him into what's right and what's wrong and what he can and cannot do is what's keeping him on the path, and that's why he chose you as his mom. You're laying the foundation of his life that he's going to use the principles that you taught him to build that empire and to become a household name and a self-made millionaire.
So far, so good, though.
Keep up the good work, Cheryl.
I surrounded him with a lot of good, positive people, too. So
after he makes a fortune, he's going to give it all away.
That doesn't sound like Austin.
There's going to be a major shift, trust me. After age 36, there's going to be a major shift in what he values and what he puts importance in, and he'll choose his cause at that time and devote his resources
to
that
cause.
get what you can before 36, okay?
He's tight. Austin, he's tight. But what you were saying is so, because he was born premature. He was technically supposed to be born on my father's birth, around my father's birthday. And he acts so much like my dad is scared, because my father passed before he was born. And it's just sometimes it's so scary. I just look at him. I'm just like, I just get so overwhelmed. Like, who are you? Really?
Yeah. He's a 32. The number 32, that's his month, day, and year when you add it up. The number 32 is called the vibration of the ruler of all nations and people.
Okay.
So basically your son is royalty. He's a world leader.
Okay. He'll love to hear that. I can't wait to tell him.
He's a world leader. He's developed it. Well, that's what he is, but it's like if I'm pointing at an acorn and I'm telling you, that's an oak tree. You follow me?
Uh-huh.
So I'm telling you where it's going, where it's headed. He's an acorn right now, but he's going to become a mighty oak.
Okay, that's so good to hear. I love hearing it. I love it.
From what I'm hearing, Cheryl, you're going to play a major role in helping him stay grounded, which I know you have no problem with.
I mean, actually, right now, he's taking care of my mom. She's 95, and he coming from a young man who all he did was pizza rolls and ramen noodles. He's roasting chicken, salmon. He manages her finances, keeps her house clean, does her on my medication. I mean, he pretty much runs the house now.
That may be the cause.
And he started that over 4 years ago.
Heart of gold.
Yep, and I don't know too many 27-year-olds that, do that. he said, I signed up for this. You know, I'm going to take care of my grandmother. So he's doing a wonderful job.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's a beautiful
thing.
Thank
you. Yeah, I'm going to have to go to your website and get a full, I'm going to have to order a full reading. I think I want to order one for myself, too.
Hmm.
You did one on me that my mom taught me about.
Hmm. Okay, I don't remember the date, but it's probably in the archive somewhere, for sure.
Yeah. I forgot how to. She wrote the date down. I'll have to ask her because I remember she was all excited. She had told me when the next day, because I said I worked at night, so I wasn't able to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
But this
I
is
probably
great.
Told her, I probably told her, you're not Susie Homemaker. And you're here to be a boss.
what's your month and day?
Mine?
Yeah.
December 29th.
Okay, the number 29, 2 plus 9 is 11, and that's called the Master Teacher Vibration and the Master of Revelation. It will give you tremendous spiritual abilities, make you very sensitive and aware of things other people aren't.
That's true.
And it's also a number for being an entrepreneur, having your own business. Many artists operate under that vibration as well, and it's a very high spiritual energy, the number 11. Jesus was a number 11. Muhammad was a number 11. Timothy was a number 11. Very, very high spiritual vibration. It also can bring abundance. Oprah Winfrey was born on the 29th. I don't know which month, but she was born on the 29th. So you're a teacher, a trainer, a teacher. Whether you're in the classroom or not doesn't matter because you are the lesson. The way you walk, the way you talk, the things that you do, you are God's example on earth. So, again, a reason why your son would pick you because of the qualities that you possess. And not only spiritual, but also mental. You have the gift of genius. So your thinking is elevated. There are times everyone thinks you're wrong, and you're going to be the only one that's right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I agree with that.
That resonated.
I tell people all the time, I say, y'all think I'm crazy, but what? Watch. So.
Yeah, that's the number 12. The number 12 gives you the gift of a brilliant and a mind that makes you a genius. But because we live in a world that's backwards and upside down, everybody thinks you're wrong. Until time goes by, and then they realize you were right all along.
Mm-hmm. And I promise I won't say I told you so.
The one challenge that shows up in that combination of 12 and 29, that combination requires you to stand up on your own, to be independent, to be strong, and be self-reliant.
Okay.
Which I can just hear coming through in your voice. but I don't know if you ever thought about having your own business, but you have the gifts, talents, skills, abilities, and you will have opportunities to do so.
Okay. Well, I had thought about it in the past, but I've just never acted on it. But that's good. That's good. I like to hear that. So that's good. That's great motivation for me.
Yeah, put your antenna up because sometimes things they just float right by us if we're not kind of on the lookout for it. It's like when you buy a car and then all of a sudden you see all the other cars like yours, but you never noticed them before. But so you have your antenna up now that you realize that that opportunity may really jump out at you when it appears the next time.
I have to start paying attention.
You're in a great month for financial increase this month, but September is showing endings and completions in September.
Okay.
So all endings aren't bad. If you pick an apple off a tree, it's the end of the growing cycle. But now you have an apple to eat. You can make applesauce, apple pies. So it's a harvest-type energy coming up in September. But it's going to mark an end of a 9-year cycle. It's coming to a close in your life experience. End of a 9-year cycle comes in September. So that's going to precipitate changes, endings, completions, people, places, and situations that are no longer useful for your evolutionary spiritual progress will be leaving your experience in September.
Okay. I have not far to look for, I have not far to look forward to. Oh, wow. This is great.
Mm. So in other words, don't be fearful or apprehensive of what appears to be a change in her life or an experience.
So I kind
because
of
it's just evolving into something, into her next special gifted journey.
All endings bring new beginnings. Cheryl, you were about to ask something?
No, I was just saying, you know, sometimes, I mean, I've started meditating like the last couple of months, you know, with quarantine and all that stuff. And something in me is just like, you know, it's just something, it doesn't feel bad, but it feels like kind of not uncomfortable, but it's, there's something that maybe this is what I'm feeling, what you're talking about.
Something's coming up, yes.
And, you know, I'm looking at a lot of things in my life that I'm like, no, you know, and it's, I'm
time
still
to
gonna
move
say on. One day, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Cheryl, thank you for sharing and calling in, and hopefully, you know, you'll get more information and be able to share, you know, with Austin more of what's available. You know, Doc always says he doesn't predict what's going to happen. And how do you say that, Doc? That you're just saying how the wind may be blowing. If you pitch your sail in that direction, well, you can catch it. Did I depict that somewhat correct, Dr. Wright, what you're saying? You're not saying this is what's going to happen. You're saying this might be favorable for something to happen.
Well,
please put it in your words.
Winds are blowing. That's how I put it. I can tell you how the winds are blowing with numerology. I can tell you what season it is, but numerology doesn't rob people of their free will. I can say, hey, it's summertime, time to plant. It's wintertime. So if you decide you want to try to plant a rose bush in February, it's not going to be too successful. You can certainly do it, but the cold weather will probably kill it. So that's how I look at numerology. Prevailing energy, favorable events, like a weather report. It's going to be cloudy and rainy today, so you want to get your umbrella. Okay, you can pick a blue umbrella, a red umbrella, or you can go out and just let the rain fall on you if you want to. So it's not like fortune telling where I say you're going to meet a guy and he's going to have on a green suit and a pink bow tie. But it will tell you, it'll give you the prevailing energy, favorable events, and help you make decisions And it will definitely reveal your contract with God. It will tell you exactly why you're here and the gifts that you have to use. But it will not tell you how to proceed and what to do. That's where free will comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Free will. Number one could be an airline pilot. It could be an engineer. He could have his own business. So, you know, you can use leadership in many different ways, but it can help narrow down confusion or choices when we have to make them. It can eliminate the unnecessary and help us, guide us and direct us into making a correct decision, what to name your child, what house to buy, what your son is going to be like. Is this person compatible with me? Anything you want to know about that has a name, it can be described in letters and numbers. Numerology will reveal its spiritual qualities.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm glad I did call in. Daryl, you were supposed to call me. This is, I don't believe in coincidence. Mm-hmm. I believe everything happens because it's supposed to happen.
Definitely.
You know, when people say, oh, it's a coincidence, no, I was supposed to see you on this day, and then something comes up, and, like, a lot of things have been happening to me. Like, a friend of mine had a birthday party, and I was looking for a contractor. Well, her nephew is a contractor, and I knew him because he did my best friend's house. So I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to be here today and see you at this time. So, I mean, I just as an example, just that's how I look at it.
So do I. That makes three of us. Cheryl, thank you again for calling in. Check out Dr. Wright's website.
I will.
If you need information, you know you can always reach out to me. I can help you make the connection. And God bless. And tell Mom I said hi and love her and family. And enjoy and stay safe.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye. Love you.
Mm-hmm. Love you, too. Okay, so, Dr. Wright, we've come about to the end of where we wanted to be at this time. I'd like to ask you, if you would, in closing, a little bit about August for those that did not tune in on the impromptu visit, what August looks like. I heard you talking about 8, and so I don't know if that applies to August, the things that you were talking about under 8. But if you can share, I know the listeners always look forward to that.
Certainly. To find out the energy of a month, we first look at the year. 2020, 2 plus 0 plus 20, add up to 22. So this is a number 22 year. That means we would add the numeric value of every month to the 22. So mm-hmm. for August, you add 8 in 22. And get 30. In numerology, 0 is a symbol for God. So this is going to be a very, very spiritual month, and we're going to start to see evidence of hope, of light, of truth, all qualities associated with our Creator. We're going to have healing. Some of the problems or challenges I mentioned about COVID-19, which requires us to look at helping everyone, especially the poor and the sick, we're going to see more resources headed toward them as well because of the God force in the number 30. The number 3 is associated with singing, painting, dancing, expression. So it's going to be a creative time for artists. The 3 is also associated with youth. So there's going to be a focus on young people, and there's going to be a political struggle or battle, if you want to call it that, in terms of whether children should be going back to school. That's the number 3, youth. And with the 0 there, there's going to be a very strong likelihood that even if the political establishment or school districts decide they're going to open schools, there's going to be a lot of parents keeping their kids home. The three also is a symbol for abundance. Abundance. When Jesus was asked, why are you here? He said, I am here that you will have life and have it abundantly. So the reason why the three is associated with his life is because he was sought by three wise men, denied by three sleeping disciples. He asked them three times, lovest thou me, lovest thou me, lovest thou me. His maid boy denied him three times before the rooster could crow. He was crucified between two others, so there were three crucifixions, and he arose on the third day. So the number three is a very high spiritual energy, and it symbolizes abundance. People who have been working hard, putting a lot of energy into their tasks, will be reaping rewards. Reaping rewards. It also indicates there's going to be another stimulus released in August because the three stands for abundance. So people are going to be able to start to get back on their feet financially in August. So I want to encourage people to save money. There's going to be an extra flow, but save money. Do not spend the extra increase that comes to you in August because in September you're going to need it.
Wow. Month of abundance, month of spirituality. That's a beautiful combination. And also for creativity. That just bears well, I believe, at the end of a summer, the latter part of the summer, not the end, as I see it. And so listeners, take heed of that. Dr. Wright, thank you for taking the time out. I know you gave us a few more minutes. Any other words of wisdom or I know you're still doing your promotion for our youth. For readings, if you want to expound, a lot of our listeners most probably are familiar with you, but we always at least have some new listeners.
Sure, Daryl. First of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on the program. It's always a pleasure sharing with your audience. And for those who are interested in finding out more about numerology, I encourage you to visit the website, stay in touch. If you have a son or a daughter, this is what Daryl was referring to, who is 21 or younger, then please get in touch with me to get a complimentary numerology reading. That I mentioned before, they run between 9 and 15 pages, depending on the number of letters in the name. And I think it's important that young people, particularly at that age, receive some insight, receive some guidance as to why they are here, because that's the age you're making major decisions that are going to affect the rest of your life. You can get that information to me by email, cr77ig@gmail.com. I just need a name and a birth date, and I will email the report back to you. The website, again, is Craig E. Wright, C-R-A-I-G-E, W-R-I-G-H-T, or simply give me a call at 443-739-6203.
All right. Yep, so I appreciate that, Dr. Wright. It's very good. And with that, this being the month of abundance, I appreciate what you shared with us a couple of weeks ago briefly. You were excited about it, and I just want the listeners to know that they can certainly reach out to me at 908-405-0548 and get more information about that opportunity that we were discussing, of cooperative economics. So don't hesitate to reach out. I rarely give my number out, but I will because it is such a grand opportunity for you. So,
yes, it is. Particularly going into August, which is a month of abundance. So I wanna emphasize that as well, Daryl, to just tell your listeners this is a good time to get in touch with Daryl. The information that he has can bring an increase to you financially. And we're talking about, you know, a five-figure increase. So definitely you want to get in touch with Daryl. He's got the good news. Brother Daryl, thanks again. I got that 8 o'clock deal we talked about. So.
Yeah, I know. You have a commitment. All right, so I'm going to close out with that again, thanking to Dr. Wright, thanking to Lisa, thanking to Cheryl, thanking to Norma for all calling in. Hopefully you will be calling in, those who did not, the next time that we have Dr. Wright. Make sure that you're on the mail list. If you're not, drop me that email, Daryl_CLA18@msn.com, or just send an email simply to progressivenews@msn.com. And that opportunity in support of economic development and self-sufficiency, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss out on that while that window is open. 908-405-0548. We have about 2 minutes before we have to close out. I'm going to leave it at that. Text me that you would like to have more information, and then I'll text you back and send you the information, and then we can have some discourse and dialogue about it subsequent to that. Well, that brings us to a close of another edition of Progressive News Weekly. I pray everyone made it safely on the East Coast through that storm. Dr. Wright, how did you make out? I know you're on the East Coast around the Carolinas, so everybody's good, family and property and things?
Yes, we have very little impact. Thank God it stayed pretty much.
Excellent, excellent. Well, with that said, we're just going to close out, and this was a theme of love this evening. As I said, we opened up with "It's All About Love," and you know, Dr. Wright gave us a roadmap, so to speak, of what's available to us, and so we're gonna stay in that theme of love, because we know that love will find a way for us. But more than that, love is the key, folks. Keep love first, and all will be well. God bless you. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly, and we'll see you next week. Same time, same space. God bless you.